all my guys, girls, gays, theys, and everyone in between. Welcome to the She Lead Showcase. I am your host with the mostest, the shaman of She Lead, the hardest working woman in podcasting, Miss Katie Kinsey Baby. Yes.
Baby.
Thank you. Making her Roman Reigns-esque return this week.
Yep. Acknowledge me, guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I created a monster.
She Lead Showcase. Acknowledge me.
Oh, no.
Okay,
oh, God.
Sorry.
My lovely co-host, the Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire breathing, the Rhodes family eating, the spice of life, the sassiest senor that I know, the hangman Adam Page, to my widow, Adam Cole Bebe, Miss Y.D. Garcia Savannah. How are you?
What's up, Katie? I'm doing good. Just a little fair warning. I feel like I have a lot of fair warnings at this point for the show, but like this one's a little more like, you know, will be noticeable. And what I mean by that is if you see me fanning myself or patting myself down, it's because my AC is broken, and here in El Paso, we're dealing with 100-plus degree heat, so it's pretty hot in here. I got my fan running, but it's only doing the best it could. You know, it's nothing like an AC. So if you see me fanning myself, or at some point I might tie my hair back, or if you see me patting myself down, that is the reason I'm kind of melting right now. I'm, literally in El Paso because my AC is broken.
So if people, will see that, they can see that on twitch.tv/SheLeadShowcase, typically Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, or after the fact on youtube.com/SheLeadShowcase. If you're watching, if you're listening to the audio, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you can head on over to YouTube and watch the video to understand what Savannah's talking about. Or just, use your imagination.
And you'll see that I got my, I believe it's at this point, traditional annual Pride inspired look for Pride Month. Usually I start Pride with Pride makeup, first week, but I've been pretty busy. So I decided to close Pride Month off with a look. And if you can see, I got the bi colors on. So high fives for the bis. So this was mostly for my favorite bi, aka Katie, Katie Kinsey. That's her right there. She's the host, in case you didn't hear the intro. But yeah. But to answer your question, other than the heat I'm dealing with, I'm doing good. It's good to be back again. You referenced it perfectly with Roman Reigns. I was in Mexico this past week, so spoiler, I have no news and rumors pretty sure I don't have any news and rumors. If there's anything Katie might have missed that I know, then maybe, yeah, but for the most part, nothing. I didn't watch Dynamite, I didn't watch Raw, I didn't watch SmackDown, no, I did not watch any wrestling this week, with the exception of Forbidden Door, because I was already back by then, so. I literally took a week off from everything, from home, from wrestling. I went on vacation and it was pretty fun. Except, I guess, okay, technically if I didn't take a break, because I watched my own show as an audience member on Thursday. I was in the chat. It was kind of weird to be on that side. So I like my position here. I like being the co-host, which I'm nothing against Matt. He did a great job, as I saw, taking my place. Really good, substitute alternate for me, even though he will never be the elite loving person that I am so clearly have. But no, he did a great job. And he said I was funny and gave me props. So, that's a huge win for me.
That is a very
big win. Because I made some pretty fucked up comments. But Matt thought they were funny. And I mean fucked up, not going too far, past the line, crossing the line. Katie would have definitely told me something. So you should go watch the last episode and you'll know what I'm talking about. It's nothing like over the line. Yeah. Well, maybe not to me at least, and not to Katie. So if Katie didn't think I was crossing a line, then
Yeah.
I should be good. I should be.
Savannah was fine. She was being a little nuisance. A little mischievous.
A little troll, if you will.
In the chat last week.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you're allowed to be. If you're not here and you have the capability of watching, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. Because Katie wasn't there to keep me in check.
Yeah, I was not in Mexico. I was here, so I couldn't keep you in line.
Yeah.
But, you know, you brought up new rumors, so we're just gonna dive right in. I don't have, like, a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
The little things here and there. So we'll start with last week on SmackDown. New WWE Women's Undisputed Tag Team Champions, Ronda and Shayna. Woo! I'm not even gonna front, guys. I don't care. I really don't. I don't like Ronda. Love Shayna. Love Shayna to pieces. And I have to read.
Yes, we do. We stand Shayna.
We stand. Ronda, she can go away and be fine. But Liv Morgan did return after being injured a few weeks ago. So it'll be Liv and Raquel versus Shayna and Ronda for the tag titles at Money in the Bank this Saturday. Which, guys, it's already.
Damn,
what a way to kick off July. And it's like at 3 p.m. my time, which is just like perfect.
That's 1 p.m. my time, and I'm actually going to be able to watch. So, because I had something in the evening. Actually, I'm very busy on Saturday evening because I have two events, one on each side of the family, happening at the same time. So my sisters and I got to play a little family hopping, but we figured something out. Well, we found a way to make it work.
That's all that matters.
And thank you. Yes, Vince, exactly that.
She lead. And then Jesus said he's gonna make some burgers for Money in It Bank. Okay. Also, hi Vince. Hope you're feeling better. I didn't get to watch Creation stuff, so hope you're feeling better. Vince was feeling a little under the weather this past week. Which mood? I was outside all night yesterday in very bad air.
I'm gonna say as were some other individuals, which I'm pretty sure you'll get into.
Yeah. So, speaking of people who are not doing well, Adam Cole was, of course, pulled from Forbidden Door day of, a few hours, if not an hour or two before the show, due to illness. And then, Wednesday, yesterday, as we record, Tony Khan tweets about, I don't know, maybe an hour or so before Dynamite. Oh, well, Britt Baker will not be competing tonight due to illness. Guys, it's almost like they are in a relationship and live together and travel together. So if one got sick, the other was more than likely going to get sick. I know.
You're telling me illness is spread?
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought?
Unbelievable.
But, like, Adam Cole just has, like, the worst luck with Forbidden Door.
He's just no longer allowed. Like, I'm sorry, Adam Cole. I'm pretty sure that's probably a pay-per-view you're very much looking forward to, especially now that you're 0-2 at just showing up. Actually, no, he did show up.
He
but
showed
got
up
injured.
Last time, but yeah.
But you're 0-2. You're 0-2 for Forbidden Door. Like, Forbidden Door just owns you. Like, just stay away from Forbidden Door because, you know, I don't want you to be sick. I don't want you to be hurt. I think that's, like, a warning. Like, hey, remember last time you were here? Just, you know.
I actually found that news out while I was on Young Kings on Sunday, like, before Forbidden Door. I was just like, man.
I'm not gonna lie.
I can't have nothing.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I completely forgot about the match. I was like, but, like, in my defense, usually I forget, like, about matches. Like, oh, how many more matches do we need? Or how many matches are there left? You know, when the pay-per-view's playing. Mm-hmm. And this time I was just like, oh, you know, I didn't think much of it. Mostly because of Kenny's match. Because I was, like, so taken aback by that match. I was like, I don't even know how many matches there are. I don't care. Like, oof, so much happened.
Well,
but yeah, I was like, and then afterwards.
Oh, I was going to say, well, speaking of Kenny's match.
Yeah.
Crazy that you mentioned that, ironically. new IWGP United States or US heavyweight champion William Ospreay, or Ocean Spray, however you'd like to call him.
The Billy Goat bitches.
I did watch the scrum afterwards. That was like, that might be like the first time I ever like saw him like really talk. And he kind of just seems like a pretty chill person. But yeah, I don't fucking watch anything.
He seems
anything.
Like, look, I want, like, not just because I'm a fan, I don't really watch the scrums. Not like, oh, because I don't want to or because of All Out. I just never have. No thank you. It's never been, like, a thing for me. It just wasn't for me. So don't think it's because of All Out or anything. No, it's never been a thing for me. Even, like, because, even the All Out one where people were, like, more inclined to, like, want to watch it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, no, I'm not watching it. Like, but anyways, like, not just because I'm a fan, but, like, I just want to meet him because he just, again, he seems like a really chill dude. Like, he seems like he would be so nice. Like,
yeah. No, he was, like, smiling the whole time. Like, very interactive, laughing.
And
it was great.
He even gave Kenny, like, his flowers, you know? I was, mm-hmm. like, I saw, like, you know, quotes and stuff online. I was like, you know what? That's why I like both of them. And again, like, it was a really good match, and it wasn't like something where it's like, oh, it's a wrestler I don't like, so I really don't want Kenny to lose. So like, Kenny did lose, and I was upset, but I was more happy that it was going into the hands of someone who I also love and respect. So
yeah, and
can't complain.
Still on Forbidden Door, the the best in the world, as it is now deemed, the All American Nightmare Dragon Jake Long, Brian Danielson, announced in the scrum that he broke his forearm. Now,
and then Brie,
he either broke it with 10 minutes left in the match or 10 minutes into the match. I was 90% sure he said in the scrum 10 minutes in the match, but it was also like 1 a.m. and I could have misheard it because other people are saying with 10 minutes left. Regardless, he wrestled with a broken forearm. Originally, he thought he was going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, but his wife, Brie Garcia, tweeted the x-ray, thinking that, saying it was a lot worse than expected.
It looks like someone just took, like, a cleaver and just went, gah! Because it's a clean break, like, right there in the bone.
And do you want to know how that happened?
Let me guess. Did he try to stage dive into the crowd?
Surprisingly,
okay.
No.
Okay. I would be kind of I would be more impressed than anything that he managed to break his arm from stage diving. But anyways, go on.
It was due to a elbow drop from Okada.
From Okada.
I believe
Okada did the elbow.
Yes, I believe that was the phrasing he used. His arm was just in the wrong position, is what he said.
Oh, okay.
And that's cool. They got final countdown.
I was marking the fuck out over that. Like, I watched in the theaters the first time. I'm sorry, Katie. I might make it a regular thing. It was so much fun.
Oh,
you know, I was with friends.
That's perfectly fun.
I was with friends, and like, I was like so nervous. All because, you know, if you follow me on Instagram, I like to make boomerangs. I like to tag my favorite wrestlers. I was like, oh my God, they're probably going to get so mad that I'm bringing out my phone. I might not. No, they talk, they react, they scream, they're on their phones. Like, I was like, wow, this is awesome. It's like, and again, you make, this is like this with any wrestling event you go to. It was like this when I went to Wall Out. It's like this when I go to Dynamite. You make acquaintances or friends with literally anyone. You make one comment and someone laughs and agrees with you, and then suddenly you're having a conversation with them. And that's honestly one of the most amazing things about being a wrestling fan. You can become friends with anyone over just a comment you made, over just a shirt you're wearing, you know? So it was so much fun, and oh my God, yeah, we were all freaking the fuck out over Final Countdown, and we were all singing along. It was great, but such a good moment. That in itself was a moment.
So them getting that was awesome. I know there was, like, talks about it, and Tony Khan even, like, surprised Brian with it, which is awesome. Aww. And I knew they got the rights to the song, but I still was, like, genuinely shocked when it played. I even, like, was talking to Rick about it. I was like, there's no way I was losing my mind. It was so cool.
And again, it's just also the final countdown is such a good song. Again, you have like the very beginning. Exactly, dude. The pop. It was exactly.
We get taken off for copyright because I sing one part of it.
I know, right? And it's not even, again, it's not the song. You're just singing it.
I'm just going ba 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 ba.
I know, right? Maybe sing it off key and then they won't recognize it.
Maybe.
But yeah, that was a moment in itself. Of course, I love me some fucking Kazuchika Okada, so that coin drop will always just, like, it's almost like pumping yourself up with, like, you know,
adrenaline.
Exactly, and you're just like, yes, like, you get so excited, especially with big matches like this, you just get so excited.
My last little bit of AW news. Guys, you're never gonna believe it. The game came out. It's released.
Oh yeah. Can I be honest for like a split second? I thought when you said the game, I was like Triple H, and I was like, oh wait, the game. Oh, it's like my
wrong mind. Game, Savannah.
Yeah, it's because you said the game, and I was like. Triple
Hunter
H, I was like...
Helmsley himself showed up in AEW.
I didn't even connect it to AEW. I was just like, oh, Triple H, you know, he's the game. And I was like, oh, like, my mind, like, my last brain cell that hasn't melted yet was like, idiot, like, Fight Forever is out now. I need to still get it. I still need to order it. I have not. I've been slacking, but it looks fun. I've seen the clips. You know, it looks fucking awesome. Like, you know it's gonna be good when you see Kenny Omega on a fucking horse. Like, oh my god, that shit looks great.
The game looks like a bunch of shenanigans that would be actually hysterical. So I may eventually get it. I'm not making, like, promises. But it is very possible.
Same here. It's because, like, if I had a system to myself to actually play it on, then different story. But, like, my sister has a Switch, but it's not mine. My Mac, I really don't think it could, like,
no.
It's for gaming. So I was like, no. I have a PlayStation, but it's here at my dad's, which I'm not here as often as I am at my mom's, and it's PlayStation 4. So we have a PS4, and they did make games for the PS4. But again, I'm not here as often, and when I am here, I'm either doing a show like this, or I'm doing homework, or I'm doing something else. So I feel like, and my dad's always on the PlayStation playing whatever it is, you know, it's basketball season, so he's playing NBA, so I really don't think I would have a moment to actually play it, so
no,
I would
right.
just feel like it's like a waste of money, like not that it's a waste, but for me, because again, I would probably not have the time to play
it. You heard it here first, folks, the game is a waste of money. I'm kidding.
Like, wait,
never take that to heart.
Like, again, Triple H or...
How dare you?
I'm just kidding. You said the game, and again, every time you say that, I'm just thinking, like,
it's fucking like Pavlov's dog over here. You say the game, Savannah just starts thinking Triple H.
I see Triple H just spitting water everywhere. Just buy a Switch. I think honestly I might consider that. Like,
okay.
I don't know if there's any. I know what. While you continue, Katie, I'm probably gonna just see.
Savannah's just gonna Google the price of a Switch real quick while I continue.
No, just like on eBay. So, honestly, I might do resale. Like, I don't really.
With that? Nothing wrong.
I was gonna say a lot of my Bucks merch is from resale. Okay, like.
Yeah, can't go wrong. We got some movie-ish / TV show news. Trinity. Formerly known as Naomi, is also going to be in that Queens of the Ring movie that I talked about a few weeks ago with Charlotte and Liv. So that'll be exciting.
Nice.
Trin's in a movie. Shout out. We love Trinity. We love
her. Yes, we do.
And April Mendez Brooks, or as the community know her as, AJ Lee, is going to be in Heels Season 2. I have not watched that show. But
I have not watched.
She looks fucking ripped.
She looks fantastic.
She hits the Black Widow in the show. I saw a screenshot of it and I was like, no way. Love AJ.
Now I gotta watch. I love AJ too.
We love AJ. And then I just have two other little things. Carlito kind of addressed the rumors that he is coming back to WWE. Allegedly, supposedly, I use these words loosely, he will be showing up at SmackDown next week at Madison Square Garden. I mean, that does kind of make sense. He was knighted into the LWO in Puerto Rico, so, like, it makes sense. So, we may be seeing Carlito on a more regular basis back in WWE. And the final thing that I have, honestly, like, there could have been stuff I missed this week, but I have been out of it all week. Like, I'm just... I didn't even watch Dynamite because I got home at 1 a.m. last night. Like, it's still recorded. I didn't even watch it last night. So there's just a little bit of shifting with some backstage correspondence in WWE. So Kathy Kelly is going from Monday Night Raw to Friday Night SmackDown. Megan Morant is going from SmackDown to the in-studio stuff, like Raw Talk and the SmackDown one. And Jackie Redmond, who was on Raw Talk, is moving to Raw and will also be a part of the PLE kickoffs panel. So,
okay.
Good for her. I mean, switching up a little bit can't go wrong. Kathy Kelly's also now reunited with Dakota Kai, which means we get more TikToks once Dakota comes back.
Yes.
Quality content. But yeah, that's literally all I had.
I don't think you missed anything.
Perfect.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, like, I'm thinking, like, mostly Forbidden Door, because, again, I didn't watch shit this past week. And, again, the game. The game's out now. Not Triple H, but Fight Forever. Or, as people like to reference it, as Wait Forever. It's crazy, because people were posting about, like, how it was 3 years ago when they were taught just the idea of AEW games was being presented. So, crazy.
And look where we are now.
We were in COVID. No one was going to shows. It's crazy how little of a time span that is, but also how much can change in that amount of time. If that makes sense to, you know.
Oh,
3 years is a very short time in your life, you know? Think about it. Only 3 years? Like,
so anyway, you're telling me I hit 3 years in August of podcasting. Oh,
damn. Where has time gone? I think I think two. I'm gonna be two in podcasting age.
Yeah, because you're the same age as Sheelit.
I'm the same age as Sheelit. We're twins.
Sheelit turns two. Our first episode is like September, it's like 16th or 18th, I don't remember the exact date off the top of my head. And I was also, our podcast friends, like Young Kings, hit 200 episodes on Sunday. So congrats
Damn,
to
good
them.
For them.
And Smackin' It Raw hits 300 episodes tomorrow as we record today as it comes out.
Okay.
So I was like kind of curious as to where we were. So I was just counting our Sheelit Showcase weekly episodes. Like, I'm not counting in the crowds. I'm not counting inside the bindups. I'm not counting any of your shows. I'm not counting any vlogs. None of that stuff. What number do you think this episode is? Because I don't number our episodes. I date our episodes.
I want to say 72? I don't know if that's way too
many. That's a solid guess. If I counted correctly, which I may just want to go back and count just to reassure myself, this would be episode 89.
89? Okay. I was not too far off. Hard to believe we've done this 89 times.
I know. And I did the math, like, with the weeks that I have to miss in August, our 100th episode, we're, like, talking so far in advance, our 100th episode will be, I believe I think I just looked beforehand, September 28th.
Shit, already?
What do you mean already? We're about to hit July.
I mean, that's true. But dude, time goes by so fast. Like, right, I just finished my main semester and I'm about to start another summer class in July. So yes, time has blown by way too damn fast. So at least it's online though. So I don't have to go to campus, but still.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah. So, and like I said, that's not counting vlogs. That's not counting New Japan Takeover.
Well, yeah,
that's not counting like the fuse inside the mind of.
Any of that
story time in the crowd, which did make its triumphant return today.
Nice.
Today.
Nice.
I don't know if I, like, fully talked to you about it. I, like, brought it up last week. I did a panel. It is a...
Yeah, we did talk about it.
So I got three lovely ladies from Fightful. Look at me go. I know. Shit. It helps knowing people in places, apparently. And I got Kat from In Cat We Trust, and then Daphne from In the Hot Seat. And my three Fightful girlies was Haley, Kylie, and Kate, which, again, I'm thankful for them. I kind of just moderated and let them talk amongst themselves. They created, the five of them, created a top five women's champions from the 2000s till now.
Okay. Gotta check that out.
It's a YouTube exclusive, so you guys, you know, youtube.com/ElitePlayerSHowcase. Watch it. Let me know who you would put in your top five and what you think of the five of them, their top five, because I was pleasantly surprised by their choices. I'm leaving it at that.
I saw your tweet, so I'm definitely curious.
And like, I was like kind of tweeting each day this week of like people who weren't in it. So like, Mickey James did not make the top five. Victoria, Beth Phoenix.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, you also have to think that's a lot of women's champions in 23 years.
That is very true. That is very true. I'm not saying, like, oh, they're wrong, or, oh, like, how could they, or, oh, they're stupid. No, I'm just, it's crazy. And it's just crazy how you have, when you have to narrow it down, there's so many great contenders that you're going to probably have to eliminate, which is nothing personal. It's just, again, sometimes
exactly.
It just be like that.
And I had the five of them come in with one to two of their favorites, like, their personal favorites, people who think they think should be in the top five. And then we created, I wrote all of their names down, and I told them, I was like, between these names, you have to create your top five. And so it was five different minds coming together to create a top five. And it was so cool to watch, just being here, living in the moment. I moderated a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
I highly recommend people check it out. That was the first one I got to do. I will be doing two more. I'll probably film them in July. One I'll post in mid-July. Different topics, of course. And then the other one will be posted while I'm gone for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks-ish, in August. So.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Let's move on to today in women's wrestling history. Today is June 29th. As we record, it's almost the end of Pride Month. Big sad.
I know, right? Big, big sad.
Big sad. But it leads straight into my birthday month. Just putting that out there, guys. July 22nd is my birthday. I'll keep you guys posted.
Same as Shawn Michaels.
Me and Shawn, baby.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we talked about Money in the Bank showing up on Saturday. Money in the Bank 2014 happened on this day. I know we're taking it back. That's the year I graduated high school. Let that
really?
Sink in for a second, guys. Yes.
Graduated 2019.
I graduated college in 2019.
Oh, shit, Katie. Okay.
But we did have two women's matches on the card, which is shocking, kind of, for 2014.
Yeah.
Paige, now known as Saraya, defeated Naomi, now known as Trinity, to retain the Divas Championship. This is the one, it was the Divas title. And then we had Layla defeat Summer Rae with Fandango as the special guest ref. I like distinctly remember this time because Layla wanted to be his dance partner, but Summer Rae was his dance partner. Oh, the feuds. The feuds we had in 2014.
Right? Crazy, crazy.
Crazy time we live in. But Savannah. You weren't
here
last week.
I was not here last week. Yeah.
You get to start. Wrestlers.
Oh, I didn't write them down, but I do remember them. okay. So tag team. I mean,
I wonder who she's gonna pick.
Yeah, well, not only did they compete at Forbidden Door, but they competed last night also. But also they had Eddie Kingston and Tomohiro Ishii at Forbidden Door. So the elite are my tag team picks. Pick for this week. Really good match at Forbidden Door. very emotional match last night on Dynamite. We had Dark Order coming out, and poor Hangman is conflicted once again. Hangman just can't have nice things. The poor guy. I feel so bad for him. I'm so scared that he's going to end up alone, like alone. I don't think the Bucks would abandon him, especially after everything they've been through, but shit, man. I'm just like, I hope they don't think that Dark Order is getting in the way and they're in his head and then eventually they snap. I'm just thinking the worst here, and I know I probably shouldn't, but I'm just like, dude, they just got back together and Hangman's finally happy, but now he's not happy because he had to basically say goodbye to his best friends. But like, in a way, as much as I love Hangman, in a way I do get where Dark Order's coming from, because again, they were there for Hangman in his lowest, darkest moments. They were there for him. They were there to pick up the broken pieces that was Hangman, and they were the ones who helped put him back together. He was so broken. He even said it himself that he felt like he was full of poison, and they were there to make him not feel that way anymore. They're basically the ones that helped get him to a better state, that made the Bucks realize how much they really cared about him and how much they need him or how much they want him there with them. So they really, I can see where Dark Order is coming from. I can really see where, like, if you had a friend that you helped and, you know, really spent your time trying to help them out, and then all of a sudden they just kind of like, you know, forget about you for the people that you were trying to heal them from. I get it, but obviously I'm holding nothing against Hangman or the Elite. I can see where Hangman's conflict is coming from. Or, you know, we can be friends with both, but he needs to learn how to balance it, you know, like Thanos with the little dagger. Gotta keep it balanced.
No joke, just did that weird little thing with a pen at work the other day.
Yeah, well, there you go. Perfectly balanced, as all things should be. He just needs to learn to balance it out, but I think it was a little too late for that, because, you know, they really didn't like Hangman. Even when he took some cheap shots at him, you know, John was like, no, you're going to fight me. And Hangman's like, I really don't want to. And the Bucks were even kind of getting a little bugged by it because, you know, Hangman didn't want to get tagged in. It was emotional, but good match. But yeah, so ideally are my tag pick for the...
Before I go, Jesus said, I love Hangman, but what's there to be conflicted about if he was straight up ignoring Dark Order?
That is very true, but I mean, like, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm trying to put myself in Hangman's shoes. You know, yes, he did forget about them, but obviously he showed last night that he does still care. And again, that's what I'm saying. He needs to learn how to balance his friendship with both the Bucks or the Elite and with Dark Order. There's no reason why he can't be friends with both or be involved with both of them. He's just very bad at managing it, so... I just think that, you know, he was kind of forced back into that position where he's now conflicted. Because, again, he was living the high life, you know, being friends with Dark Order, and then now he's, you know, being happy with the Bucks and Kenny. You know, everything was fine. But then, again, he was forced back into this position where maybe he doesn't have to choose, but he needs to learn that, look, to keep both parties happy, you need to put effort into both parties. Mm-hmm.
My tag team pick, because, like, I was, like, looking, and I was like, there really wasn't a whole lot of tag team wrestling this week. Even though they unfortunately lost their NXT Women's Tag Team titles, unjustly, mind you, I'm going with, as Matt has now deemed them, Fire and Desire, but with Y's, like Alba Fire.
That's cool. I like that.
I like that way more than as he used to deem them Firecrotch. But I'm definitely giving it to Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, 100%. I love them as a tag team. I want them to be showcased more. Same with Katana and Kayden on Raw. These are my NXT tag teams, like, my girlies. I need them to be represented well and respectfully. So, I'm gonna go with them, even though I think they should have won. So that's my pick.
Yeah. Good pick.
Thank you.
Okay, my woman's is, I do have one.
Okay.
And she is my second favorite bisexual person after Katie. I'm giving it to our AEW Women's Champion, Miss Toni Storm. She had a good match with Willow Nightingale at Forbidden Door. She successfully defended the title. I knew the title wasn't changing hands, but still, it was a really good match. And again, I'm living for Toni being able to be a champion that's not just interim, you know? I thought Jamie would have come back at Forbidden Door, but she didn't. So maybe at some point she will. I would hope I'm really hoping she'll be back in time for All In, because, you know, it's in the UK and stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But yeah, I'm giving Toni her flowers as she deserves. And
And
it's Pride Month, and you know, I'm giving my high fives to the bis with the makeup, so yeah, there you go. Yeah, there. So yeah, so of course one goes to Toni. She had a hell of a match. Good shit.
Gushy, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going with her opponent. I'm going Willow. Not only did Willow defeat Nyla Rose on Saturday in at Collision, which I believe was live. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think all collisions are live so far.
So far, yeah. I mean, obviously things could change and things could
Yeah,
happen, but
that's true.
she did defeat Nyla Rose on Saturday and then had a fantastic match on Sunday with Toni. If I mean, if you think about it, like if Outkast weren't involved, there is a very strong possibility, probably, that Willow would be champion. She'd be a double champion. That's our girl.
Yeah.
but I love everything about Willow, her presence, her personality, her in-ring ability.
Absolutely.
Everything about her I love, and I'm so happy she is being utilized in multiple companies in multiple ways. Like she's gonna
Yeah.
face Julia.
From Stardom in July,
I think
next
it's
month,
like their
yeah.
Independence Day. Yeah.
Independence Day, and I believe it's a strong pay-per-view, a New Japan strong pay-per-view, so we have more talent from there, I believe, being showcased than regular New Japan. So
Yeah,
gonna be fun.
so
Gonna be
pop
fun to
off
watch.
Willow, baby. This
Yeah.
is Willow's year, y'all.
Yes,
Speaking
it
into
is.
existence. Your manzies?
Manzes, I have three, actually. I have three
I think
manzes.
I know who all three of them are, but let me go ahead and say it. Let me see if I'm right.
It was gonna be four, but I was like, all right, that's a little much. So maybe I'll just do flowers. Flowers for, of course, one of my manses. Actually, that would make five. But just shout out to Okada and Tanahashi. Those are my guys. They didn't win their matches, but they were still absolutely incredible. And people keep giving Tanahashi shit about, like, oh, you know, he's really slowed down. He's not in his prime anymore. No fucking shit. He works in New Japan and he's almost 46, okay? Or he is 46. And he's still going. So, and he hasn't really taken a break. I don't know when's the last time the dude was injured. So the fact that he's still going and still full time working in New Japan, where their schedule is very demanding. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's kind of a surprise that he slowed down, but he had a hell of a match with MJF, which means he can still fucking bring it. So, and same with Okada. Not that he's, you know, people are complaining about his age or how he slowed down, but of course, Okada is one of the best. So, and I fucking love that guy.
I'm pretty sure they said Brian is older than Okada.
Yeah, Okada's not. I don't know how old Okada is,
I'm
but I
looking
think I know
it
he. I think he's like in his 30s, like maybe around the Bucks age. Like I want to say like maybe mid to late 30s. That's my guess.
Oh God,35.
Yeah, that's
So
like
Brian.
Nick. I think like Nick Jackson. Nick Jackson is 35.
So
I
Brian
think so.
is. When
No
the
one can.
fuck did Brian Danielson turn 42?
I don't know, dude.
What? No way.
Oh,
Wow, that's
God.
wild. I love learning new things.
Oh, yeah. He's like a year older than Nick Okada. Not Brian
I was
Danielson.
like, whoa, crazy.
No. Okada. But yeah, I would kind of assume that because, again, if you read the Bucks book, they damn near grew up together in wrestling, you know? They almost like, and what I mean by that is like they started off in the beginning together.
Yeah, I just expected Brian to be like still in his 30s. I really didn't expect 42.
Well,
That's wild.
it kind of makes sense though, because the Bellas just turned 40, didn't they?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know anyone's birthdays. Anyways, so yeah, getting just a little shout out, honorable mentions to Okada and Tanahashi. But my three picks are first one, pretty sure Katie guessed it, and he was Okada's opponent. The best in the world, All American Nightmare Dragon, Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan, Jake Long. I just messed that up. But still,
It's in there somewhere.
it's in there somewhere. He won the match. He had a fucking broken arm. It was a really good match. And of course, we had the final countdown, which, like I said, is a moment in itself. So, of course, it's one of my picks. The other two, oh, I wonder who it could be. Oh, I'll take a wild guess.
Geez, I wonder who.
The two individuals who had the match of the night, who had the only other contender for match of the year, which is competing only with their match at Wrestle Kingdom. Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay, these two guys, the chemistry they have together, the match was just so good. I was on the edge of my seat the entire damn match. Like, you know, some movie theaters, you can recline the seats. No, my seat was down. I was sitting on the edge, and I was watching really closely. That match was so good. You know, you had moments where, like, Kenny kicking out of one after the one-winged angel. Mm-hmm. You know, Ospreay slamming Kenny's head into the announce table. Like, not even, like, Kenny using his hands to block it. No, his head first, you know. Ospreay taking a DDT onto the fucking stairs, and like even after the match, there you could just see Ospreay's blood still on the side
gross.
Of the steps. And then, oh my god, speaking of gross, fucking Will Ospreay licking Kenny Omega's blood off his bicep. And yes, the audience was right. You sick fuck, but also I was low key a little jealous.
Savannah. Jesus Christ.
Okay. I was like, oh my god. But in all seriousness, I was like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, dude just wants AIDS or something. Like, how, what the hell? Like, just, like, this blood, Katie. I know it's probably not his real blood, but in kayfabe, it was, and that was fucking gross. Like, blood, Katie. He licked his blood off his bicep.
I'm aware. And I watched smiled. The match. They chanted, you sick fuck, and he looked right in the heart cam and said, yep. And then continued on with his match.
First of all, I don't even like tasting my own blood because it's fucking gross.
It's iron. It tastes like copper.
You know what? Kenny's
it
blood.
Like pennies.
Kenny, yeah. Everyone says that. Oh, the taste of pennies.
It
and,
does.
Like, those
it's exactly what
now.
It tastes like. You ever like?
But
get
I'm pretty
a
sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Kenny's blood tastes like some sort of red concept, like supplement.
I have no idea what is going on with her right now. You were like lagging and freezing. Okay. Savannah's going to currently try and fix what is going on. I have no idea what happened. She's gonna come back. So I'm just gonna go like this. I'm gonna stay in one frame. It happens. So she was obviously talking about Ospreay and Kenneth. As she does. I'm gonna have to see to let her back in, I think. But, no, like, they definitely had... People will call it the match of the night. Respectfully so. Those two did tear the house down. Blood kicking out of moves at one. Let me admit her back to the room. Technology. We love it. Maybe. If she comes back. We love live podcasting, TV, same thing. Okay. Hello.
Katie?
Savannah?
Okay, I think we're good. Are we good?
You're a little, like, laggy video-wise, but it works.
Okay, I guess we'll just have to finish the show like this. It might fix itself in a bit, but I think it is so hot in here, my computer is overheating. I had to unplug the charger because I felt my computer. It's hot to the... Oh, look, see, I think I fixed it
yeah,
myself
you,
on Zoom.
Yeah, you caught yourself
it got
back
fixed
up.
On Zoom. There we go. I think it is so hot in here. I unplugged my computer because usually it heats up when I plug it in to charge. But it is so hot in here my computer overheated because it wasn't the Wi-Fi. Like, the Wi-Fi didn't disconnect at all. That's been an issue.
Yeah.
But it is so fucking hot in here because of the broken AC that my computer started lagging and it was like, bro, we need to slow down. So, guess we're gonna have to try and. What was the last thing you heard before I started getting all messed up? I know I was talking about Will Ospreay licking Kenny's blood and he's a sick fuck. And that we
Yeah.
talked about it tastes like pennies.
Yeah. That
And I was just gonna
was the gist
say
of it.
that I said that Kenny's blood, I said basically, Kenny's blood probably tasted delicious because it's all he consumes is Redcon and muffins. So
There we go.
I'm pretty sure it tasted like some sort of Redcon supplement. One of the flavors, because again, he's always posting about Redcon and he's lost his passport and boarding pass over a muffin, so one or the other. So maybe it was tasty, who knows? But now I feel like we gotta hurry now because
Oh
before my
yeah.
computer
Well,
overheats again.
we'll bust through this. Well, thankfully you
Yes.
already said one of mine. I did have The American Nightmare Dragon Jake Long Brian Danielson as one of my picks, of course, rightfully so. Brian's the goat. That's just how it is, guys. I also have Carmelo
Yeah.
Hayes as my other pick. Not only did Mans show
Rolling on
up
this.
to help out Seth Rollins, last week on NXT, after Finn Balor decided to jump Seth, Seth gave this man an invitation to Raw, helped save Rollins from a chair shot from Balor, had a match against Finn Balor, lost, which pisses me off, but then had a fantastic NXT Championship match against Baron Corbin on NXT, retaining his championship. But, like, Melo don't miss. Melo is him.
Yeah.
And I love Carmelo Hayes to the moon and back. This man is a star, and they're utilizing him properly as such, and I'm so fucking
Yeah.
excited. But question of the week. I'm not a hundred. I feel like we've done this before, but I really didn't feel like searching through old notes to find it. So if this is a
Well,
repeat
do it again. It's
question,
our show.
oh well. I've done a lot of these, and my brain doesn't work. Which I think we have now that I'm remembering it. Money in the Bank season. Our answers could be
Yes,
different.
it is.
Design your dream Money in the Bank briefcase.
I'm trying to think if we actually did this one, and I do not think we did. I don't think so.
Let us
But
know.
again, what do I know? Money in the. Oh, you know what? I think we did actually,
I
but
think we
I don't know.
did,
I
but
don't know.
like it's been a
Anyways.
year, so.
Yeah. So dream money in the bank briefcase. I don't know, man. I feel like at this point, maybe a different like actual logo. Nothing against the regular one. I just think that like, if like just if we had to change it, maybe just find something different. But I will say I really do like the gold briefcase, but maybe like switch. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. Like I'm trying to be creative, but it's kind of hard with all this heat. So I do like the gold, but I don't know, maybe it comes off a little more brass in my opinion. Like I think I want it to be like almost like maybe somewhat either like a very light, like almost like it's so light you might confuse it for like a silvery white,
Okay.
that kind of gold with maybe black letters? Question mark? But I don't
Okay.
know. I really I'm kind of lacking your creativity right now.
Well, don't worry. I got you. My case,
Okay.
my dream case. You just so happen to be having those colors on your eyelids right now.
Oh, really?
I
Which is why you
think
should watch so you know which colors.
I feel like having a like a colorful case, a representation of a sexual orientation and everything like that on a case would be fantastic. Bisexual, hello, that's me. Hey. I just think
Yeah, you
it would
just
look
gave me an
so
idea though.
cute.
It would look cute, but now you just gave me a really cool idea. You know how whoever wins a champ, well, mostly the world championship, more specifically the one that Asuka has and the one that Roman Reigns has, you get custom side plates? Well, how about whoever wins the Money in the Bank briefcase gets it customized to their own design? So, like, if let's say you know, Finn Balor wins it, it's like purple for the Judgment Day. Or like even like the Demon Balor, he gets like a demonized, you know. Or
that's,
like
that's
if,
like kind of what
you
they
know,
used to do. Like RVD had his like spray painted one, and
yeah,
Damian Sandow, I think his look kind of looked like a briefcase, and they
it,
used
I just
to
thought
be
it was
fun.
A chocolate bar. I got Willy Wonka bar vibes, but yes, I think it would be cool that like every year whoever wins, like for example, if Zelina Vega won, she gets like the Puerto Rican flag on it with all mm-hmm. the sparkle and the glitter. And you can incorporate Money in the Bank, like the letters and like the letters, the words in somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool. But I know, look, I know they're not in WWE, but I need to use them as an example. Like if, well, I from back then, you know, before their times. But like for example, the Young Bucks with their tassels. Imagine if they had a briefcase with fucking tassels, or like Hangman, he has tassels like on his, you know,
he's
stuff
got
like
fringe,
that.
Yeah.
Or like if AJ, like he could have like AJ, like you know, he has like the gloves like in, like printed on the briefcase. That'd be cool too.
See,
like,
see. Let's bring back custom Money in the Bank briefcases, is what we're saying. That means
yes.
everyone needs to hold
yeah,
them
look,
longer
look.
Than the fucking day after.
Exactly. It'll give encouragement to, like, let them have a run with the briefcase, you know? Let them come out with the briefcase, you know?
Exactly.
For example, John Cena, you can have, like, those reflective, the reflective glass that gives the illusion that it's visible. That'd be so funny. Imagine you set it down and all you see is the handle.
That'd be so funny.
Yes, it would. And someone would totally accidentally step on it. But, or like, oh my god, another example. Naomi. Imagine a glow-in-the-dark briefcase, like what she did with the title. That'd be fucking cool.
See?
Or Asuka, it has like paint, like it has like her design, her paint design on it.
Like Liv would have had like the pair of eyes and like color splatter on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Or, like, I know we don't like her, but, like, Ronda Rousey, she has, like, the Rowdy Piper font. It would probably say Rowdy on it with the ombre of, like, the red to the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So, stuff like that would be so cool. And I feel like there's something for everyone, even if it's as simple as, like, oh, the color scheme, you know, kind of like I said, like, Finn Balor. Maybe if you don't want to do the demon stuff, you can just do, like, Judgment Day colors, you know?
Yeah. No.
Purple,
100%.
Black.
Like,
oh, his logo?
It has the, like, that's something they really need to, like, consider doing again.
Like, The Miz, you could have, like, his headband with the eyes on it, or you could say, like, you know, it could say something, like, about him being awesome. It could have the name tag that says, my balls are massive on a fucking briefcase. That'd be kind of funny. And then, since he's a heel, his opponents can be like, well, what does that mean? Does that mean your balls are in that briefcase, bro? Like,
there you go. Look at that. We're pitching ideas. We're pitching stories.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome.
But yeah, that's definitely a different take than what we did last time. I definitely remember that.
Yeah, I do not remember doing custom briefcases. So there we go.
There we go. Custom dream briefcases for the Money in the Bank winners.
Yes.
There you go, guys.
Pretty please.
Pretty please. Por favor. All right, well, with that being said, before Savannah's computer possibly may or may not explode, thank you guys so much for watching,
yeah, right.
listening. We greatly appreciate you. Savannah, tell the people where they can find you, what you're working on, all that fun-ish.
My dad just texted me, do you feel the cold air? I think they just
of course
fixed the AC. After my computer decides to give up on me. But anyways... you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at @y2garcia_. There's no underscore. That's not me. That mistake has been made. I do actually have something that I'm going to be working on. I did say how what my plan was is to bring back, kind of like jumpstart, like the Fuse and New Japan Takeover, which I've taken a massive break from, by covering Forbidden Door, because it's both of them. So I'm going to do a little recap of Forbidden Door, and we're going to call it Light the New Japan Takeover as a way to combine the both of them, and that way it's like it's both, you know, it's an episode of both technically. And I have a friend who's gonna do the panel with me. I believe we're gonna record tomorrow, so sometime next week you will be getting a new episode of technically it will be of Light the Fuse and New Japan TakeOver, because again, it's Forbidden Door, that's both companies, so it counts for both. So that way, I'm hoping with that, again, it'll jumpstart, you know, me going into a more regular upload, you know, schedule for the two shows. And especially since we're apparently taking a break in August, I feel like with the time off, I can definitely use that time to put more shows out, so that way you guys have something to watch while we're gone.
Yeah. I plan on filming some content to get out while I'm gone, but obviously you can too, because I'm going to be gone for at least 2 weeks.
I was going to say, I'm going to a wrestling event tomorrow, so.
There you go. Okay.
I do also have a video from the last wrestling event I went to, and it's like it's one of the wrestlers doing a suicide dive into the damn chairs. So I think that's a pretty cool spot. Maybe I'll put that on the shorts a short. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, I'm going to another show tomorrow, you know, because we like, you know, we support indie wrestling here, Katie and I.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've even, you know, done my nails for one of my favorite wrestlers in this promotion. I even made one of their jackets. It's a little spoiler. Hopefully they don't watch this, but we'll see. And I'm like, I'm basically going all out for this. Pretty excited. So yeah, I've done it.
There you go.
There you go.
And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, KatieWrestling13, link to my bot, check out Things Shaylee Showcase, Twitch.tv/Shaylee Showcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, YouTube.com/Shaylee Showcase, where you can watch the videos because they're way more entertaining, and you get YouTube exclusive content, like that top 5 women's champions from the 2000s till now panel that I discussed earlier. If you're going to listen, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, we greatly appreciate that too. Leave us a review, leave us a comment, all that fun stuff. Yeah, you know, Shaylee Showcase is, we ride until the break of dawn. A lot of stuff's going on.
Sweet.
We got a busy summer. We're both cranking out some content for y'all. We hope you enjoy it once it comes out. Whew. But, until next time, bye-bye.